KST Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you, recording another Transport Portal episode. Get here on this busy Monday here for the podcast here. Monday, oh boy. Sorry, Monday, January 5th. 2025. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, this daily podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Back again, yes, figure you know what, this is the last week of the busy schedule of the, what to say, weird-ass schedule, work schedule that I've been doing the last 2.5 months or so ago. I've documented, well, it's been well documented on this podcast. I've told y'all about it, it seems like every day, especially lately. But yeah, I should be celebrating, hopefully be the last time working nights, if you will, because I don't like it. So there's that as well. But at the same time, I am maximizing this opportunity to record episodes for y'all, so y'all be set weekly. Well, This is a daily podcast, right? Yeah. So getting it all set up. So you're going to have content, obviously, every day, unless Eddie drops the ball, which is rare, except for here and there. But yeah, man, it's been a busy last 72 hours of K-State football. On, off the field, transfer portal, players in the portal, you're getting transfers out of it, and this is actually the, I'm doing this in order. Now, again, refresh to this podcast. I'm doing this in chronological order. So I'm going to get these out as chronological order. So I'm not trying to do this out of order. And I'm mixing this in with the current sports, what's going on right now. That's men's basketball, men's women's basketball. The number, as I record this podcast right now, K-State men's going to be taking on the number one team in the country, Arizona, Wednesday. Get the ladies. Both teams are on the road after losing missed opportunities at home. So, again, those should be out by the time this rolls out. But, yes, the second get from the SEC, Colin Klein, spend his time in the SEC conference. Now, where did I put that? Okay, there we go. Yeah, spend his time in the SEC, and he's going to bring over. Well, I shouldn't say bring over, but one of his players is going to follow him right here. Well, not necessarily Kansas City, but going over west to Manhattan, and that's the person of Isaiah Williams. Going to the Big 12, and that team is Kansas State. Yes, sir. So another A&M personnel, where that's a former coach over there, D.C., quarterbacks coach, the line, wide receiver, it don't matter. Another A&M personnel coming with us to Kansas State, and that is Isaiah Williams making his next step. Stop right here. Kansas State there. He entered the portal not too long ago, and now Williams becomes, well, how did I miss that? Well, yeah, I think at the time of this article, getting this off of our friends over at SI, Sports Illustrated, who focuses on the Cats. Well, this is the second recording of the transfer portal and fourth total commit. Now, we haven't got to everybody else yet because today there was a Mizzou offensive line that committed to K-State. And I don't know where the other one came from just yet, but we're focused on Williams right now. Isaiah Williams, only 9 catches, 86 yards, and a touchdown during his stint at College Station. The former four-star wideout averaged nearly 10 yards per catch, but only appeared in 4 games during his time at College Station. Despite being buried on the depth chart, it's clear that Williams brings a SEC level talent to the Big 12. So with the Vila, obviously he got after an inconsistent play. I've already recorded the Keyshawn Vila episode. He comes from Arkansas, SEC again. He after inconsistent play got devoted to special teams. Isaiah Williams thinks he's talented enough. So we'll find out. We'll find out. But he comes over the SEC. So you got at the time of this core podcast now, even though there's a fourth commit, I don't know who that fourth commit is at the time of this podcast, but I'll get down to it later on tonight. Williams, talent to the Big 12 there. Let me see. Hold on a second. Yeah, so Mike Elko, the coach of the Texas A&M Aggies, commit. He got Williams, who committed originally to my other team, my other college team, the Florida Gators. But late in 2023, he flipped it to the Aggies there. Again, that's the SEC same conference there as well. He was a four-star wide receiver coming out of high school there as well. And this scouting report that I'm reading saying that Williams is a, once again, is a big play potential waiting to happen. Well, I see about that because we know we talked about between myself and Alex Aiden for the existence of this podcast, the wide receiver room has underwhelmed. Now, again, I recorded earlier at that, the Thad Ward episode, which will be coming out before this one. He's coming back to K-State to be the associated head coach slash running back slash right, basically to oversee the offense, be the backup, be to oversee that, right? So, again, this is, again, Chase Brown. You lose Chase Brown to the portal. Now you get a potential big play start. Again, all the numbers can speak for itself. Now, obviously, he didn't get much playing time there, so it's kind of, again, it's kind of a wait and see, you know, until we get a spring ball and later on in the fall, which just seems like a long way away, but it could come like a snap of the finger. But just focusing on the spring ball right now, we're just going to have to wait until then. But this is a need in the portal, obviously, for this roster, and head coach Colin Klein and the staff needed it. So obviously there's that. Let me see here. Let me see the results. After suffering a season-ending injury in his junior season at the high school level, Williams returned as a senior and put the entire country eyes open in his final season at Carrollwood Day High School. The receiver hauled 44 catches for almost just a shade over 900 yards, 11 touchdowns for Isaiah Williams. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Isaiah Williams, the second player from the SEC coming over out of the portal to Kansas State. Eddie Greer III here for another portal edition of this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Yeah, so Florida tried to recruit him. Let me see. Texas, Miami, Florida State, LSU there. And according to one of the 24/7 sports reporters, I'm not gonna shout you out right now. He said that the wide receiver could stand to put on more weight. His ability to make impact plays is undeniable. So obviously, this is the second person to say that, yeah, this guy's got some talent. We're going to see about that. Again, it's going to be waiting to see because, yes, there's a lot of excitement right around Manhattan right now, obviously. And for good reason. You have the legend back, or the legend behind, the second legend behind Bill Snyder, the legend, right? Colin Klein back, putting together a terrific staff that we've gone over on the show there as well. And now we're gonna find, and these players don't have the productivity like a Davila, a Williams, of that sort, right? At least right now, anyway. So we're just gonna have to wait and see until that time arrives, obviously. And the first action will be spring ball, obviously, there as well. Let me see here. So Isaiah Williams coming to K-State, looking for a fresh start in a bigger role in the offense there with more consistent reps. The receiver could easily evolve into one of the Big 12's best in the conference. Again, we'll have to see about that there as well. So, yeah, and apparently, let me see. I put DY's tweet here. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer here on Isaiah Williams here. He had a little more. Derek Young, who's on 3-Mall Pod. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. He said, I think something tells me. Let me see here. Oh, boy. Nope, not Caleb. We'll get to that. Let me see. Yeah, so it's been going on. A lot of transfers coming out of here. Let me see. I know I saw it earlier. It's going to drive me nuts. Yeah, we're getting blank. We're getting, oh, that's cheaty OBIs are. Okay, yes. This is what I want to get to right here. Yeah, so you got players landing. You got former K-State players landing at different places. We'll get to that as well. You got guys coming out of the portal. Join us, our squad. Mel Williams. Derek Young. This is from Derek Young. Transfer at number 2 for K-State, which we're going in order. He's a legacy. He's the son of former Wildcat Mel Williams. So I wanted to get that out there. I don't know who, obviously, his father, Mel Williams is. Well, he's his father, dad, obviously, but I haven't seen him play, obviously. So I wanted to bring that, put that out there as well. And apparently there's a, could be a lot of talent. Could be a steal for K-State. We'll have to see about that there as well. Obviously, you needed to replace a Jace Brown. Well, I'm not saying, I mean, he could be. I mean, we'll have to see. You need to replace all that productivity that Jace Brown got. I'm pretty sure I'm leaving out another receiver this year. Jerron Tibbs there and such like that. So, yeah, man. So, it's been super busy. The portal has been busy on both fronts, whether it's the Florida Gators. I'm following the Florida Gators as well still. The Cats, all the schools across the country are busy getting players out of the portal. Athletes are making decisions as I speak right now. So there you go on that. So I just wanted to update you on that. Isaiah Williams coming to K-State out of the portal. Coming to K-State. And now he's going to go out of the portal, coming to K-State from Texas A&M. Again, where Colin Klein was 2 years, but 2 years as OC, offensive coordinator for Texas A&M Aggies under Mike Elko, before returning home to Manhattan, Kansas. The Portal Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it once again wherever you're... oh, man. Portal Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Get it again. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. I botched that up. And more importantly, again, make sure you continue to spread the word about this podcast. It's everyday podcast. We're not just a once a day. We're not a twice a day podcast. We are two times a day podcast. Sometimes every now and then three. We are an everyday podcast. That is for sure. Unless, again, Eddie drops the ball on uploading content. But we come at you daily, even the weekends, including the holidays as well. Just like this past holiday season as well. So we got you covered, and we'll do our best to keep up what's going on in the transfer portal, whether that's football, volleyball, getting some signees today as well. So we are nothing short of content for this podcast here. And, of course, we're going to be mixing that in with what's going on currently as well. We're trying to stay up to date with men's and women's basketball as well. Big game for the men's side coming up on Wednesday as I'm sitting recording this podcast, because I don't know when this is going to go up and so forth there as well. So Isaiah Williams, the second transfer out of the portal, coming to K-State and coming out of the big time SEC to join the K-State Wildcat football team. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Gwynn coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, folks. Continue to spread it out there. Spread the word out there. This has been another edition right here on the Portal Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.